Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
613 News Radio 92.3. Good evening, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan along with Austin Price. This just in, Sheila Agee's Home Depot murder case has ended in a mistrial. Circuit Judge Coleman Robinson announcing that mistrial today, this afternoon, just minutes ago, in the case of Sheila Agee. She, of course, the woman accused of helping her son murder Brooklyn Sims at a Pensacola Home Depot. Now, Agee, who was on trial as a principal to first-degree premeditated murder, will have to wait longer for her day in court after Robinson was forced to declare a mistrial because some jurors reported they felt concerned with their physical safety. One of the jurors, who spoke individually with Robinson in open court, described a loud verbal disagreement between certain jurors while deliberating. She told the judge that she felt the physical safety of the jurors was in peril due to the argumentative nature of one of their fellow jurors. Robinson placed Agee's case back on the court docket, with her next court date now scheduled for February 5th. Again, Sheila Agee's Home Depot murder case has ended in a mistrial this afternoon. Latest news, breaking news it is, from News Radio 92.3.
My goodness, wow. Just about 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, only have a couple of issues to note. One is on I-10. If you're traveling westbound, passing the Pine Forest Road exit, that's exit 7, heading towards 9 Mile Road, have some backups there. Same with a little bit still on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, 63 degrees out there, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high is going to be 64, so about what it is right now. So if you can't handle that, wear a parka, I don't know. The low is going to be 45. And then on Friday, very similar weather, high of 62, low of 43.
6:15 News Radio 92.3. We've been talking about this bad weather moving into the Pacific Northwest. They've had what they call the bomb
cyclone.
Yeah, the bomb cyclone. Well, at least two people now have died as that powerful storm with hurricane-force winds batters the Northwest. Fox's Christian Goodwin has more from Seattle.
Officials in Washington state say a woman in Bellevue was killed when a tree fell on her home, and a woman in Linwood was killed when a tree fell on a homeless encampment. Parts of the state seeing wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The gusts from a low-pressure storm dubbed a bomb cyclone that's also bringing heavy rain and snow to the region. The National Weather Service issuing a flood watch for parts of southwestern Oregon through Friday and a blizzard warning for the Cascade Mountain Range in Washington. The Weather Prediction Center extending a flood watch for areas north of San Francisco through Saturday, warning folks could see rock slides and debris flows. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's a mess.
Oh, absolutely. And a House Ethics Committee report on President-elect Trump's Attorney General pick Matt Gaetz not being released. It was after a two-hour closed-door meeting. Committee Chair Michael Guest said that there's not an agreement by the committee to release the report. Of course, Gaetz facing those accusations of sexual misconduct, including allegedly having sex with a 17-year-old girl. And we also had House Speaker Mike Johnson urging the Ethics Committee to keep the report under wraps since Gaetz has resigned from office, or Congress, rather.
Okay, the countdown to the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season currently underway. Pensacola Mardi Gras invites Mardi Gras crews, local businesses, and community leaders to a citywide planning meeting that is going on as we speak at Apple Annie's inside Seville Quarter. The meeting's free, by the way, open to the public. You still have time to get down there. Again, it's over at Apple Annie's inside the quarter.
Yeah, and tomorrow we've got that Eglin Air Force Base Veterans Job Fair getting underway at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Convention Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, that is tomorrow. Over 35 companies will be offering employment opportunities and actively hiring vets. Registration is free and available to all transitioning military, veterans, military spouses, and dependents.
Okay, here's something that's really kind of disturbing. Preschoolers are now getting expelled at an alarming rate. Now, the average age for children starting preschool, 3 to 5 years of age. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, many of these students are getting expelled at a rate 3 times higher than children in K through 12. Preschool age boys are 4 times as likely to be expelled as girls. Yeah.
the National Center on Early Childhood Development saying 10% of pre-K teachers expelled at least one child in the past year due to behavioral problems. Florida has 4 to 7 expulsions per 1,000 preschoolers a year.
I would love to know. I mean, I know you. It was kind of generalized there with behavioral problems, but I would love to know what these kids are doing to be getting expelled at a, I guess, unusually high rate. It does not surprise me at all, by the way, that boys get in this kind of trouble 4 times more likely than girls. That
but
sounds
it
like,
shouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It's just a statistic, but it's one that, as a guy, I can relate to in a way, even though I was a good kid at that age. That is odd. I don't know why those numbers would be increasing unless the standards justifying expulsion was more lenient now. There's more things that could get you in more trouble. It's more generic. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm trying to come up with a thought. 6:18, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we do have Rick Scott giving his prediction on who Florida's next senator will be. Also, we've got a bit of an issue here nationally regarding the U.S. closing its embassy in Ukraine after warning of a possible significant air attack. Those stories and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do 0 down payment, 0 security deposits, 0 due at signing, and 0 first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Michelle Salzman in her first interview announcing that she is running for the seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. We also spoke with Senator Rick Scott about the Trump appointments, including Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth and Linda McMahon, and what they are going to try to do when they get in the federal government and if they can get through the Senate. We also spoke with Airport Director Matt Coughlin about some of the changes there with parking, among other things. You can listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And men at work.
Yes, we are indeed men at work.
Men at work, all right.
Figured it was fitting.
I was looking for some Vegemite the other day when I was in Publix.
Really?
Yeah.
You use that?
You ever had any Vegemite?
No, but I've heard legends.
It's terrible. It tastes terrible.
On its own.
It's very salty, very salty. And when I mentioned to you, but I when I was with Fox in Los Angeles, we used to go to Los Angeles because we would go to Australia. And down there, they indoctrinated me into Vegemite.
It's good with like butter on toast, I think, but on its own, it's a yeast extract. You're not supposed to eat it unassisted.
I got one word for it. It sucks.
And yeah, no, I've heard some bad things about it.
It's foul. Okay, let me, we want to thank Matt Coughlin. First of all, Matt joined us during the 5 o'clock area. Of course, he's the executive director of Pensacola International. We talked about four different things here. We talked about, of course, the very positive load factors. A lot of folks using Pensacola International. We talked about those TSA lines going through the checkpoints and how efficiently those new checkpoints they installed, by the way, this past summer, is working out at a PNS. We talked about the cargo business really booming out there. And we also talked about those parking spaces. 434 new parking spaces just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday rush, which will be this time next week.
Yes.
Exactly this time next week. We'll be talking about the rush out at PNS. Hey, Delta Airlines seems to be betting that a new incentive could entice hungry flyers to upgrade their tickets. Fox's CJ Papa has more on the report.
How much would you be willing to shell out for some fast food from Shake Shack? It's going to cost you plenty, the price of a first-class ticket on Delta. The all-beef cheeseburger with Shake Shack special sauce, lettuce, onions, pickles, and tomato on a potato bun is cleared for takeoff. In a first-of-its-kind collaboration between the nation's oldest operating airline and the upscale burger joint, it will only be offered on flights longer than 900 miles departing Boston during a test period. And it's not just the juicy delight. Passengers will also enjoy sides that include a Caesar salad, chips, and a dark chocolate brownie. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I'm convinced. Just past 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Only have problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that is also decreasing at this time. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, and even into your weekend, we're going to have highs in the mid-60s, lows in the 40s, and it's going to be sunny, clear skies.
Okay, and breaking news on News Radio 92.3, a judge has declared a mistrial in Sheila Agee's Home Depot murder case. Here's what happened. Circuit Judge Coleman Robinson announcing a mistrial this afternoon in the case of Sheila Agee. She, of course, the woman accused of helping her son murder Brooklyn Sims at a Pensacola Home Depot. Andrew McKay all over tomorrow morning starting at 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And hinted at these headlines before the break, Rick Scott, his prediction on who Florida's next senator will be. He was on News Nation yesterday talking about who Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint to replace Marco Rubio. And Scott thinks it's going to be Laura Trump. He says she's a hard worker who did a great job at the RNC and believes she would be well received in the state, but also hinted at this as well. Here nationally, U.S. closing its embassy in Ukraine after warning of a possible significant air attack by Russian forces. The U.S. embassy in Kyiv issued the urgent warning this morning, saying it had received specific information about a potential attack and that its employees should shelter in place. The warning came one day after Ukraine's military for the first time used American missiles to strike inside Russian territory.
Okay, here comes the big question this afternoon. Do you want to be a millionaire?
I would love to, personally.
Well, Fox's Hillary Barsky explains how to do it in saving you money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. You might think it's impossible for you to grow your portfolio to $1 million, but it is attainable. First, you might want to start off by creating a budget and thinking about where you can slash expenses like eating out less, not making coffee purchases every day, switching utility or cell phone providers, and buying private label products rather than big brands. You will be surprised how much those things can add up. Investing $10 a day can be enough to eventually lead to a portfolio that grows to at least $1 million in size, especially amid inflation. You could break it down to smaller chunks and aim to save $300 per month or $10 a day, whatever seems more achievable. A good first step is to determine the type of investments you could put that money into. Perhaps consider exchange-traded funds and index funds. A good bet for beginners because they help provide diversification by spreading your dollars across multiple companies. And don't forget to contribute to your workplace 401k. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Hillary. Hinted at this a couple minutes ago, or not hinted at, but was discussing the Ukraine embassy and so on and so forth. Well, kind of going along those similar lines, Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky says that if the U.S. cuts military funding to its war against Russia, Ukraine will lose said war. Zelensky spoke to Fox News yesterday and said Ukraine will continue to fight, but it will not be enough to prevail or to survive. He said unity between Ukraine and the U.S. was most important, and that if the U.S. cuts funding, quote, I think we will lose.
Ever fry a turkey?
I personally have not, but I have experienced the frying process.
It can be dangerous, can't it?
Yes, it can.
Frying a turkey can be a problem sometimes. Now let's solve that problem for you. It is the time right now to reserve your spot to have the Miracle League of Pensacola safely, that's the operative word this afternoon, safely fry your Thanksgiving turkey. Donations will benefit the Miracle League of Pensacola. Walk-ups are welcomed, but reservations definitely preferred. What you do is you take the turkey to the Miracle League Park at 555 East 9 Mile Road. You set your appointment before you get there, of course, anywhere between 7 a.m., 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th. Then you're set to go. They'll do it all for you, get it all ready. If you want to make that appointment, you got to schedule it. Here, that's good advice, I promise. 850-380-4994, 380-4994. Again, 380-4994. And if that totally missed you and you might be driving, couldn't write it down, I would recommend maybe text us at 850-437-1620, and we will be happy to supply all of that information for you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. An Atlanta judge finds Jose Ibarra guilty of murdering Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley and sentenced him to life in prison without parole. Fox's Madison Scarpino reports.
And the judge came to this decision after hearing emotional and powerful statements from Riley's family and friends. The prosecutor also played body cam video of Riley's family finding out she was killed. Most of Riley's family and friends were uncontrollably sobbing in court.
The House Ethics Committee has not reached an agreement on whether to release its report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Susan Wild.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Gaetz was under investigation over allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, which he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Ford says it will cut around 14% of its workforce in Europe, blaming major losses in recent years and weak demand for EVs. The Detroit automaker says the 4,000 job cuts would be mainly spread over Germany and the UK. Globally, the layoffs represent just over 2% of Ford's workforce of 174,000. Gary Wang, co-founder of FTX, was sentenced today to time served in 3 years of supervised release, becoming the fifth and final ex-employee of the collapsed crypto exchange to be punished. Wang was also ordered to forfeit $11 billion. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 139, the S&P 500 up slightly, and the NASDAQ fell 21 points. U.S. crude oil futures for December delivery down slightly today, closing under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up. It's golf. And I can't wait for the second week of the season when the Jupiter Links Golf Club is in action. The Jupiter Links Golf Club is led by Tiger Woods, Tom Kim, Max Homa, and Kevin Kisner. We'll be facing off against Los Angeles Golf Club, featuring Colin Morikawa, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, and Sahith Theegala. I'm Zach Gelb.
Introducing TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league on ESPN and ESPN+. This isn't your average Sunday pickup game. To learn more, visit TGLGolf.com and tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up. It's golf.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at the Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
McDonald has a voice that you just cannot confuse with anything.
That is absolutely true.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers.
I love that song.
Really great stuff.
It's
really.
And you know, it's not really like a feel-good song because it's about like what a fool believes, like a, I guess like a woman kind of jerking him around, but, or at least that's how I interpret it. But I, like the beat, there's something about it that I really like. It really gets me in a good mood.
Okay. Ice Flyers back on the road this weekend facing the Peoria Rivermen Friday and Saturday. By the way, the next home game for the good guys against Huntsville, it'll happen Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, next Wednesday night, week from today. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All righty. And hinted at this. Well, actually, no, I didn't hint at this, but you're going to hear it anyway. President-elect Trump naming his former acting attorney, General Matthew Whitaker, as the next ambassador to NATO. In a statement, Trump said Whitaker is a strong warrior and loyal patriot. The president-elect said Whitaker will ensure America's interests are advanced and defended. Whitaker was actually acting attorney general for around 3 months back during Trump's first term.
I know if you go up to our website, I wrote a couple of stories up there today. One of those stories was talking about the travel situation coming up with the holiday travel of Thanksgiving. Florida's projected to set a record as more than 4.5 million statewide residents are forecast to travel 50 miles or more for the Thanksgiving holiday. That's nearly 112,000 more than in 23. Economic growth, positive political change, and income gains are some major factors, AAA says, that have led to the jump in travel, which is expected to boost customer spending by about 4.5% compared to this time last year. So the rush will be on in just a week from today.
Well, in mentioning the holidays, some families may not be getting the Christmas tree they want this year because of Hurricane Helene. The storm impacted Evergreen Farms in North Carolina and East Tennessee, making some trees unavailable. Jim Sovine, who apparently is with Sovine's Christmas Trees in Nashville, says he isn't getting about 70% of the 14 to 15 foot tall trees that he ordered because one farm he uses was hit particularly hard. He says he's helping to give back to his suppliers during the holiday season this year by contributing to ongoing storm relief efforts. So that's it's upsetting that that's the circumstances, but wholesome end there.
All right, Santa Rosa County has new leadership as the Board of County Commissioners held its annual reorganization meeting on Tuesday. Commissioners who were sworn in, District 2 Commissioner Kerry Smith, District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright was chosen also as the board vice chair, Commissioner-elect Bobby Burkett, District 1 Commissioner-elect Rhett Rowell from District 3. So that's the lineup for Santa Rosa. They're saying it's going to be a much happier board. If you remember the past board, oh my God, that you could buy tickets for that thing.
yeah. Andrew McKay, of course, on Pensacola Morning News, he really especially the Santa Rosa County board, he touched on them a lot with Calkins and Parker and Cooey, I think he was the other one. Just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for pretty much most of a year now about the discord and things going on over in SRC. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope things get a lot better.
Absolutely. And with it being 6:40 here, typically give you some sports headlines, just some very quick hitters for you. Two college football games on not just tonight, but right now. 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Buffalo beating Eastern Michigan 8-0. And at the end of the first, Ohio and Toledo tied at 0. Toledo and Ohio both 7-3 on the year. So that game actually has some conference title implications in the MAC.
I think that's where the saying, "Holy Toledo," came from.
Yes. Well, and honestly, if you've watched Toledo football play, you may be saying that a lot. Probably they're a darn good football program.
Okay, 641 News Radio 92.3. Guitar lovers, take note. Instruments played by some of the biggest names in music up for grabs this week. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has the details.
George Harrison played his Futurama guitar hundreds of times during the early days of the Beatles, and now it's up for auction and could bring as much as $800,000. Julian's Auctions Played, Worn, and Torn sale starts today in Nashville and online. There's also a Nirvana concert set list written by Kurt Cobain and a Telecaster guitar played on stage by Prince, which is expected to bring as much as $400,000. Other items in the auction include a Peter Frampton signed Gibson Les Paul guitar, as well as memorabilia from Elvis, B.B. King, the Everly Brothers, and other guitars from Slash, Green Day, Post Malone, and Miranda Lambert. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I just wonder if they held that in Nashville as the CMAs are there. And so a lot of folks in town, music folks in town, that would take advantage of something like that.
Well, not only that, but if there's a lot of celebs or higher-ups in town that can afford to go to that stuff, then, yeah, they may be all the more likely to stop by and actually not just window shop, but spend some money.
Just want to reframe this story. You did this a couple hours ago. I thought I'd just pass it on. The Eglin Air Force Base Veterans Job Fair getting underway tomorrow at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Convention Center. Starts at 11 a.m., goes to about 3. Over 35 companies will be offering employment opportunities and actively hiring vets. Registration is free, available to all transitioning military vets, military spouses, and military dependents.
All righty, 6:42 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Chris, I got to tell you, man, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I am not exactly the most fit of individuals. I'm not exactly, you know, doing...
Well, but if they put you up against one of those Japanese wrestlers, the big
the sumo wrestlers,
you look like you're skinny, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. I think most people do look skinny when held next to that, but I'll take it.
That underwear on it and, you know,
okay. Goodness gracious. All right.
What a sight, huh?
Yeah, before we go any further down that rabbit hole, what brings me to this is this health topic for you.
Right.
Roughly 11% of Americans have high cholesterol. That's according to a new report issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention using data from 2021 to 2023. And it's not much of a change from recent years, but the numbers between 2000 and 2014 were much lower. And high total cholesterol in the report is apparently measured as blood levels of total cholesterol of 240 milligrams per deciliter or higher. And we've been talking about diet. We've been talking about some of the stuff the kids are provided in schools, the obesity rates climbing up. So this just seems like it's falling right in line with the rest of it.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Holidays are coming here, Austin. And
yes.
Do you have any holiday family traditions that you kind of go to every year?
I mean, I go to my grandmother's on Christmas Eve, and I go to my aunt's on Christmas Day. That's about it.
Right. I have a collection of ornaments. Mm-hmm. That I've collected all over the years. And, you know, you can look at it and then tell the story. That's a cool thing about, because you unbox them every year and you sit there and
you
look
relive.
At them. You do. And you look at those ornaments and you think about the stories. You think about the people around them, things like that. That's what Christmas is really about. You know, just that good feeling family and remembering the traditions.
Yeah. So didn't think we were going to be tear-jerking you this evening. Well, we are. Anyways, Chris, go ahead.
Well, so yeah, this is where I'm going with this. New holiday traditions may be on the menu this year. Fox's Teresa Crowley has an explanation for us.
Be kind to your holiday hosts. Survey says 1 in 5 Americans plan to host friends and family for the first time ever this holiday season. 42% of adults in all plan to host, and 41% say they prefer creating new holiday traditions. Have to say, food plays a big role in that. Good for the Honey Baked Ham Company, which commissioned the survey. While 92% see turkey as the most traditional holiday meal, nearly half say they prefer to serve ham as an alternate. What's it take to be a good host? 7 in 10 say it's about keeping things informal, but have the perfect menu. 1 in 5 say they've mastered the art, and when things go wrong, roll with it. A third say their new traditions tend to develop by accident or coincidence. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Yeah, so she hit on it. You know, you have to be very, very flexible.
Yeah.
This time of year.
Absolutely. Especially if you are someone who, as you said, feeds into some of these like more, you know, hefty traditions as far as your plans or travel plans, or if you're a host. Yeah, there it is. It's a very responsible time.
Leave the politics at the door.
Yeah. Don't bring your politics to the dinner table. If you're an adult listening, first of all, thanks for listening. Second of all, I can't believe I have to tell you that. All righty. 6:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Maybe some backups here and there on Highway 90 if you're passing Walmart Supercenter over in the Pace area, but that's not too severe. As for the weather, man, it's chilly out there. 63 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all having similar highs in the mid-60s, lows in the 40s.
Okay, you know, we've been talking about Texas putting those new buoys in the middle of the river to prevent the migrants swimming across the Rio Grande.
Yes.
Well, Texas didn't stop there. You know, things are bigger in Texas. We know that. Texas is now offering the incoming Trump administration a large portion of land for staging its mass deportation operation. I think it was like 14,000 acres or something like that.
Wow.
Massive amount of land. Anyway, Jeff Manasso has a report for us.
Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, in a letter to President-elect Donald Trump, saying the state is fully prepared to enter into an agreement with the incoming administration, DHS, and Border Patrol, offering more than 1,400 acres in Starr County to allow a facility to be built for the processing, detention, and largest deportation in the nation's history.
We are more than happy to offer our resources to facilitate those deportations of these violent criminals.
Texas offering the incoming administration land that was previously purchased for a border wall, a project that the Biden administration stopped. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I knew the 1,400 was something there. Instead of 14,000, it was 1,400, but still a lot of land.
Oh, absolutely. And Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 139 points to 43,408. S&P 500 gained less than a point to 59,17. And the NASDAQ fell by 21 points to 18,966.
Yeah, I put the reef out on the door today before I came into work. So, progress is being made at the Brian House.
Baby steps.
It sure is. Hey, Pensacola Beach is coming to live in just days as the Chamber's 2024 Season Your Holidays festivities kick off with the Lighted Boat Parade on December 6th. That will be setting sail from Sabine Marina on the 8th. It's the annual Surfing Santa Beach Parade rolling at 2 from Avenida 10 down Via de Luna toward Casino Beach at midnight. This is for New Year's, of course, December 31st. Keep your eyes focused on the Pensacola Beach skies this New Year's Eve for a free fireworks display along the Santa Rosa Sound.
All right.
Been there, done that one. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And mentioned this earlier this afternoon. The makers of Pokemon Go say that they are creating a geospatial model that could potentially use AI to navigate the world. In a blog post last week, the company behind the project said it's building a large geospatial model that creates millions of scans taken from the smartphones of Pokemon Go players, which will allow computers and robots to understand and interact with the world in new ways. The company says the new AI model is part of its visual positioning system, which uses images from users' phones to determine their position and orientation. Listen, a lot of words in there, a lot of technological stuff. I'm not an engineer, but I will say this. Be careful with whatever it is they produce that is interactive with the real world at all. Because as I told you earlier, Chris, back in the 4 o'clock hour, Pokemon Go was such a viral thing, not because it was popular, but because because the people that were using it were so oblivious to their surroundings. They were walking into traffic. They were walking into objects and hurting themselves, putting themselves in great harm's way. So if, whatever it is, just be careful with it.
Okay. Speaking of kind of maybe not all there.
Speaking of stupidity.
Well, I'm just getting ready. I'm trying to frame this nicely. La La Land has gone nuts. To put it, just kind of frame it
it's
there.
It's in the name.
Yeah, Los Angeles officials approving a new rule making La La Land, L.A., sanctuary city in response to President-elect Donald Trump's deportation plans. There's a lot of people quaking in their boots on the West Coast. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Los Angeles and has more details.
The new law isn't expected to change much to daily life here in Los Angeles. The city was already following it in practice after California became a sanctuary state in 2017. Now, all 13 L.A. City Council members voting in unison to make Los Angeles a sanctuary city. Under the law, city employees, including local law enforcement and city property, can't be used to investigate, cite, arrest, hold, transfer, or detain any person for the purpose of immigration enforcement. It won't stop the federal government from coming in to carry out deportation orders, but incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan says it'll make federal agents' jobs more difficult and dangerous.
All righty, 6:50. What's up?
And one other thing that they didn't add in that report that Homan said, it's just as simple. Federal government supersedes local government.
Oh, yes.
Period.
Very important
Done
reminder.
Done deal.
Absolutely. Just about 6:51.
So they can quake all they want. Blah, 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 blah.
Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we do have a box office preview for you. Also, we got a former night show host having quite a health scare. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, KC and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it. Yeah. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. They were playing that back in 1970 at a place behind Town and Country Plaza, and it was called Space Odyssey 2000. And that was the big disco hangout.
2000, the year of the future at that point.
There was more polyester in that building. And we were saying, gosh, if this thing goes up, man, we're in trouble. They used to wear these shirts called knickknacks, and they were polyester shirts, you know. This was the disco. You saw it, like Travolta had one on in right. Saturday Night Fever and stuff like that. Anyway, I want to pass this on to you. Yes, big day in the court system locally. A judge has declared mistrial in Sheila Agee's Home Depot murder case. Yeah, it was Circuit Judge Coleman Robinson announcing that mistrial this afternoon. In that case, of course, Sheila Agee, the woman accused of helping her son murder Brooklyn Sims at a Pensacola Home Depot. And I will tell you, Andrew McKay, all over this story, beginning 5 o'clock on the Pensacola Morning News, News Radio 92.3.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather. Got some minor issues on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound coming from Cervantes. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 63 degrees right now, low of 46 tonight. And this is the start of a beautiful few days here. Thursday all the way into your weekend, we've got highs in the mid-60s, lows in the 40s. Sunny, clear skies.
Okay, so these big dog lawmakers up in Washington, congressmen, senators, and things like that, trying to save the world. Try to do the right things economically. Then here comes the bathroom topic. It supersedes everything. Oh, well, the heck with the war. We got to deal with this bathroom situation here in Washington. Mm. What I'm talking about, House Speaker Mike Johnson taking a stance on where transgender members of Congress can actually use the bathroom. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz on Capitol Hill with the details.
House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing all single-sex facilities in the U.S. Capitol and House office buildings are reserved for people's biological sex. Johnson explaining the decision.
Yeah, like all House policies, it's enforceable, but we have single-sex facilities for a reason, and women deserve women's only spaces. And we're not anti anyone. We're pro-woman.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina has a bill that would ban transgender women from using the women's restroom, as Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is ready to become the first trans member of Congress. Congressional Democrats have called Mace's bill cruel. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 6:56 here. Hinted at this before the break. Two blockbuster films expected to jumpstart the holiday box office this weekend, Wicked and Gladiator 2, both hitting theaters. The adaptation of the long-running Broadway musical starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is expected to earn at least $100 million in its first weekend. That would shatter the record for the best opening for a Broadway adaptation. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to the 2000 Oscar winner Gladiator is anticipated to bring in $65 million in its opening weekend.
Slow time at the movies, huh?
I guess.
Okay, the Eglin Air Force Base Veterans Job Fair, I got to mention this because this is happening tomorrow, gets underway tomorrow at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Convention Center, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is for vets. Listen to me now. This is important stuff. Over 35 companies will be offering employment opportunities and actively hiring veterans. Registration is free, available to all transitioning military veterans, military spouses, and dependents. Very important meeting. If you're looking for a job, you're a vet, there you go, starting tomorrow over in Destin.
And Jay Leno is recuperating after rolling down a 60-foot hill. The 74-year-old comedian spoke to TMZ on Monday with a bruised face, an eye patch, and his arm in a brace, and said the incident happened Friday night before a stand-up show. The LA Times says Leno had stepped out for dinner before doing a show at the Palace Theater in Pittsburgh and decided to take a shortcut to the restaurant. He said he wound up tumbling 60 feet down a hill, hitting his head on several rocks along the way. Despite his injuries, he went on stage and performed Friday night and told TMZ the show must go on. Jay has been to heck and back. Because I want to say, didn't he suffer burns from like an accident that he
was
in?
Yes, he did. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, and now you got this tumble, and at his age, my goodness.
I loved him when he was in Last Man Standing. With Tim Allen. He's towards the end of that series when it was running, he joined that cast. Brilliant. Absolutely just brilliant. I'm sorry to hear that happen to him.
Yeah.
And I hope he does improve here. I got to let you in on this information, especially if you happen to have to deal with those CSX railroad crossings. Motors will continue to experience delays in Escambia County. Officials confirming the latest road open-close status. Here they are. This might help you out some tomorrow. Archer Road and El Camino Road are closed, reopening tomorrow. So that might start your day a little bit better. Woodbury Circle is closed with a temporary crossing in place. Bex Lake Road and Eden Lake Lane are closed. Traffic, of course, detoured during this time and have been for the past week or so. Hopefully, we can get this all resolved real soon.
Alrighty, and fans of the perennial Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, have a place to stay in Oklahoma. Ralphie's Christmas house stands near a 50-foot-tall replica of the famous leg lamp that was built in Chickasha to draw visitors. The two-story Airbnb was built in 1930 and remodeled in 2023 and 2024. It has four bedrooms and can sleep up to 10. You can Google Ralphie's house online to make reservations and see pictures.
You know, I just love that movie. I think my favorite part of that whole movie, you're going to say, well, the flagpole getting his stuff. It was the food scene with the dogs. They all the turkey.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.